Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
A pair of wheels, a pair of dice, a pair of cubes, and drinks are nice. It's time again. For Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Open road, open gameplay. For open taverns we all pray. In a secular way, it's Bikers, Dice, and Bars. BMC is NPC. Just Jacob, the Boujolais, Dr. G. Afoot until the bottle's gone kaput. And if you're driving, please don't drink. Stay off your bike, raise a glass and clink. It's time again for Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
In honor of something special that is happening right as we speak, some of you may or may not be familiar with a celebration that happens here in the United States, specifically most frequently in the southeastern United States, which started in the United States in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama. And that celebration is called Mardi Gras. Now, Mardi Gras began in the United States, at least in the 1700s. I think it was 1701 or 1703 when the first actual Mardi Gras crew was formed again. Mobile, Alabama. Fuck you, New Orleans. So
Mobile represent.
Anyway,
shade.
There is a little bit of a very special thing that happens in Mardi Gras in that you go to a street and a whole lot of people yell, and these floats come by and they throw, they hit you in the head with moon pie. Oh.
I didn't even have to flash my tits.
Those are for beads. So the moon pies are come from a box that I got drunk last weekend and ordered a shitload of moon pies from Amazon. Ooh. Because I was having a jonesing for the food of my childhood. I grew up in Mardi Gras country, and moon pies are the staple of Mardi Gras food. Some people talk about the king cake and all that stuff. Yeah, that's kind of a tradition. But the moon pie... The moon pie is where it's at. There are songs about moon pies. Mm-hmm. There are warring brands of moon pies. People have opinions on which is the best moon pie. Xander?
How many different types of flavors are there?
Well, traditionally, there's chocolate and banana. But I've heard that there's also things like butterscotch and other stuff that I don't even remember. I remember there were these like orangish ones that were like orange cream moon pies. They were okay. But for me, it's always about the bananas. Jacob?
I, even though, to my understanding, these actually come from a factory not far from Mobile, Alabama, I caution you against the strawberry ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I've had those, too. Those were weird. They were weird. Anyway, it's moon pie. It's basically, if you take an ice cream sandwich and instead make it marshmallow, that's what you get from a moon pie.
Says to microwave it for extra enjoyment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all can do that.
Looks like a chocolate, vanilla, salted caramel, strawberry, and banana are flavors I'm finding.
Yeah, hand. I've never had a vanilla one, and salted caramel is brand new to my understanding.
Yeah, that sounds like some hipster shit.
That sounds like some hipster shit.
Probably
some artisanal moon pies, probably in your ice cream over at Salt and Straw for like $8 a scoop. Yeah. Yeah.
Artisanal moon pie is going to be my new stripper name.
Yep. And with these delicious moon pies, we're pairing it with Schilling London Dry Hard Cider.
Mm.
Because hard cider was one of the founding drinks of the United States.
It sure was. Has a fun history behind it, too, that I'll get into at another time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Johnny Appleseed was a real person.
And he was planting those apple trees, not so we could eat apples, but so we could get have drunk palatable liquid.
Yep.
So, hey, Xander.
Yes.
What are we doing tonight?
We are doing one of our fun character jams to a...
I'm so excited. We haven't done one of these in so long.
To a role-playing book that just Jacob got me a few months ago that looks like maybe if I had a wet dream and woke up with a boner about an RPG, you would come up with Flames of Freedom.
It also kind of looks like a college textbook.
Oh, yes.
It's a very large book. Yeah.
That would give my Dungeon Crawl Classics book a run for its money in thickness and bullet stop ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you are Theodore Roosevelt and you are running for office, you want this book in your breast pocket to stop that assassin's bullet.
Yeah.
All right. Flames of Freedom. I'm going to be going reading our preamble here. It is the dawn of the American Revolutionary War of 1776. A tangled web of conspiracy spans North America. It does not matter your creed, color, culture, faith, or gender. All stand together in the war for survival. Every rebel patriot holds Thomas Paine's common sense aloft as they take up arms against the British Empire. The city of Boston is occupied by the Redcoats, surrounded by rebel militias. But as the revolution has begun, something far more mysterious stirs. Agents of the occult entreat both the Continental Army and British Empire. Freemasons conspire in the city of brotherly love. Merlin is in the throes of a witch hunt by the Knights Templar. Amid the chaos, other grim fairy tales have emerged. Ghouls have been tunneling beneath Boston. The sightings of witches in the Great Dismal Swamp. Indigenous Sachem speak of devils who walk among the living. The Leeds Devil haunts the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. And worse still, a shadowy collective called the Mandog seeks to consume all, loyalists and rebels alike. In this game, most people have either chosen to deny the supernatural or rationalize it away. A rare few accept it for what it is to act. You are among those heroes destined for greatness or death.
You know, it just lost a few points for me. I didn't know there were supernatural elements. I was really hoping for, like, someone to actually do historical fiction without throwing in demons and ghosts, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Colonial Gothic was one that I really wanted to be better than it was, but then it ended up being about hunting werewolves and shit. I'm like, oh, really?
Can I be a skinwalker?
No.
Fuck.
You can fight one,
because, first of all, the American Southwest hasn't been colonized yet. By Spain.
It's a fucking demon. It can go wherever it wants to. Wendigo?
Possibly.
Okay.
But one of the nice things about this game is, while there is an arcane element to it, that's actually totally optional. You can carve that out and run it straight, and you're not really losing anything, which is one of the things that turned me on, because I was a little iffy when this Kickstarter rolled out, because I also got the Colonial Gothic burn, where I'm like, well, there's only one way to run this game, and I don't always want to do that. If I wanted to do that, you know, whatever. I like the masonry angle and all that, but, you know, it was too baked in.
It's a problem that I have with a lot of Western RPGs, too. Wild West RPGs, it's very difficult to find one that is not aces and eights, that doesn't also have some kind of supernatural element to it.
Yep.
They all like have some demons and ghosts and like magical priests and whatnot. And I'm like, come on, man. I just want to play Good, the Bad, and the Ugly here. We don't need to bring in a fucking wizard.
So you need me to bust out Boot Hill in a future episode?
Possibly.
Excellent.
I will say, though, having perused this book a lot, I think Jacob is absolutely correct in this. You could take out all the supernatural elements of it, and I don't think you would miss a thing. I think this is a book in which you could go and base aid an incredibly detailed historical Revolutionary War game. They've done a lot of really detailed stuff there that is very historically accurate, and the art is beautiful.
Right.
Like this one, Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Philistia Skinwalker, right there.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yep. Yeah. So for themes, we're dealing with the period of the Revolutionary War in the colonies. Daniel D. Fox, the lead designer on the game, definitely did a yes and with things like the Culpeper Ring and other historical elements. So it's an and. It's not a yes plus sort of thing. And this is based on the Powered by Zweihanderson system, which is a rework of the old Warhammer fantasy system and is relatively straightforward and fun for character creation and, for our purposes, can be done totally randomly.
Sweet.
Sweet. You brought the moon pies. It's your fault.
I don't usually like banana artificially flavored things, but this is actually pretty damn good.
Poppy, I'll finish that if you don't want the rest of it.
I'm gonna try.
You look like you're suffering there.
I am. I'm eating this in honor of you, my love.
All right.
So does everybody have their dice?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does everybody have their pencils?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, real players write their character sheets in pen. And...
personally attacked.
Do you have your character sheets?
Yes.
Whatever I printed out earlier.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Also, the cider is not my jam. Somebody want the rest of this? Mm-hmm. I don't have COVID, it turns out. Can I have some beer? I have some unicorn. Yay! Unicorn love. Because I had a bunch of these and they disappeared.
Don't drum them. I'm going to have some of that too. So, you know.
So,
well, hand me my glass. Hand me an empty glass. Thank you.
Across the top, you will see three places to check: basic tier, intermediate tier, advanced tier. Please check basic tier.
Mm-hmm.
Are we basic bitches?
You are basic.
I don't. Where?
Right across the top of the sheet.
Very tippy tippy top.
Fine. Yep. Yep. It's a little small.
A little.
Yep.
Just a little.
I'm going to get my magnifying glass. Fucking my eyes are like, mm-hmm.
And on the upper right, you will notice it says, "And I pledge my allegiance to." The default in the game is rebels, so please put rebels down. Mm. One of the pluses of this game, it really contextualizes why someone would be a loyalist. But for our sake, we're going with rebels.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
I was going to ask if I could be a spy, but all right.
Oh, buddy.
I want to be like a pro-British spy.
Mm-hmm. Totally possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Primary attributes. So if you notice on the left hand of the sheet, there is combat, brawn, agility, perception, intelligence, willpower, and fellowship.
Quick question.
Yes.
Was this a queen or king time?
This was a king time.
Okay.
King George.
King George.
I'm still going to be like, God save the queen. And be like, wait, what? I mean, I'm time traveler from the future. Shut up.
I never got over Elizabeth. I never got over Elizabeth I. And for your attributes, because we're doing basic tier characters here, what you will do is roll 3d10. Add them up, and then add them to the base of 25.
What?
What?
Yep. So take 20. So you roll three dice, add them up, and then add it to 25 for each of your attributes.
So the number I roll plus 25.
Correct.
And do I write that in the percentage thing?
Yep.
Okay.
For each of these?
For each of those.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So, okay.
Three dice plus 25 for each attribute.
So maximum it could be 30 plus 25.
Correct.
Is what we're looking at.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need a calculator. Because I have dyscalculia.
Much like Zweihander and the Warhammer fantasy system it's based on, this game has a built-in, as you progress as a character, your stats can improve and should improve. As you progress through your careers, that's baked into the system. It works really well. So even though you may start with a sub 50 base attribute, that can grow. Plus, skills are added to attributes unless they're like a special skill that just gives you access to a field that you would not otherwise have.
I'm good at combat and really good at beginning. Friendly, get along with me kind of guy.
Excellent. Yeah.
15.
I don't think I'd make a good spy, though. I ain't too smart.
Well, hey. Many good spies got where they were by being friendly and being able to listen more than they talked.
True. I also saw spies like us.
Yes.
Doctor?
Doctor?
I'm a doctor. I get you. Oh, a moon pie. I'm a moon pie doctor.
Okay.
Fuck, I love those moon pies. Mm.
I didn't expect it to be this good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You ever had one?
No. Feel free to tag me in if you need help.
No, I'm good. It's fine. Okay.
So, while they're finishing up,
just going to take a while.
The attributes, as I went over, are combat bonus. It is quite literally your attribute for when you're fighting, your experience and ability, natural ability with fighting. Your brawn bonus, which is quite literally how brawny you are. It's a combination of strength and toughness, and a physical toughness and, you know, resistance to disease and all that. Your classic constitution attribute. Agility. Does what it says on the tin. Are you agile? Can you, are you good at moving? Are you graceful? That sort of thing. Perception. How perceptive are you? Can you notice the small things in life? Can you notice the big trends in life? Can you tell whether it's raining? Intelligence. Do you got that book learning? Are you a natural philosopher? Are you schooled? Or did you grow up on a farm? All that and more. Willpower, that innate spark within all of us that keeps you going when the chips are down. When the strong fall away, it's the people with determination that are still standing.
I've got my percentages.
And the last one?
Fellowship. It's how you interact with other people. Interestingly, in this system, it also applies to your ability with languages. Given the inherent social nature, it's kind of an interesting choice to pair it with fellowship rather than intelligence, but it makes a certain amount of sense.
I like that.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
All right. If you notice, next to all of your attributes is a small box. In that box, take the tens digit from your attribute and write it in the box.
Okay.
That is your secondary attributes, which are used for the quicker, dirtier, they help determine initiative, movement, damage threshold, that sort of thing.
A lot of fours for me.
Excellent.
I get mostly threes, but I got a four and a five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Also, at the top of the sheet, below the my flaw is conflict and my belief is, there are three boxes, affliction, hardened, and determination. You all start out with a determination of two. What determination is you're cut from a different cloth. You're a hero, not just a run-of-the-mill person. Determination allows you to actually modify scenes and outcomes in the game to just give that heroic edge that makes you that little bit different.
Kind of like fate points and whatnot?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. We're going to skip damage threshold. This game does not use hit points. It uses damage statuses. It's very mechanic driven. It's basically is a check to see whether or not you move up to the next damage box. So that sort of thing. Now we get to the fun part.
Yay!
We're going to skip some of the math boxes. If you look at the character sheet, you'll, like on the second page, you'll see initiative, movement, and there's a box where it says 3 plus PB, 3 plus AB.
There are more pages to this than a Rifts game.
Yes. However,
holy shit.
To their credit, the last half of the pages you have are some really great cheat sheets for players during play. How combat works, what sort of actions you can do, and how they are resolved, and that sort of thing. So, I kind of like how they laid out the character sheet.
Yeah, I like this. It gives you a quick little, tells you how much action points, I assume, is what the AP stands for, mm-hmm. and what certain types of weapon qualities do what. And mm-hmm. No, I like that.
Yeah, I appreciate games that bake that in rather than making players build their own, and then you have to scour the internet to find one that includes everything you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now we get to the fun part. Yay. Character background. This is a percentage die system. So, who's going to roll first?
I got it. 86.
Your age, which is at the top. I am age, culture, identity.
Yes.
Okay. Your age, you rolled a what?
86.
86. You are aging.
Yes.
So you are more than mature.
Enough, Milan. Fucking red coats.
But you're not quite elderly.
Is there like a cutoff for like what do they consider in this time period? What is mature? Like over 45?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like over 45, like possibly 42.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll roll. So a D10 and a D percentile, and then
correct.
What's a double?
Oh, 09.
Oh, 09. You are young.
Ooh. What do they consider young?
You're probably 7. Not 18.
So I'm a minor.
Yes. Yeah,
that doesn't exist yet.
You're Johnny Tremaine. You are Martha.
You could be an actual
Applebee.
Miner, but one of those forced child laborers.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you work in a coal mine.
Going on down, working in the coal mine. Oops,
I guess it wouldn't be coal mines quite yet. Okay.
No.
I'm going to go. Looks like I, too, am aging.
What'd you roll?
82.
82. Yes, you are nice and aging. So we have a young whippersnapper and two aging gents. Or possibly not gents. We'll see.
We shall see.
Okie dokie.
I think we should be a coven of healer witches.
Now, the next roll is culture. There are several different cultures in the game.
And mine is...
75. You are multicultural.
Ooh.
So for culture, you put multicultural. You know, as a proud son of Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, we're talking French territory.
Got a mix of Spanish and probably a mix of the fucking red coats.
Mm-hmm. And quite possibly some indigenous folk in there as well. The multicultural presence in the colonies was actually rather profound. I mean, the Portuguese of Cape Cod were already a thing. And
the Dutch.
And the Dutch.
And about a bunch of tribes.
Yep.
But at least we ain't got the Irish.
Wow.
It's a quote from a movie.
Yep. An accurate quote, too.
I apologize.
Thank God for the Irish.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Irish.
You did just hear him shit talking St. Patrick's Day earlier, so now I'm questioning whether or not that was a joke.
Languages, which is to the right of your attributes, right in the middle, you speak English and two additional languages.
Can one of them be bad English?
Well, I mean, to all of the English and colonists, anything you speak that isn't English should be bad English at best.
I'm going to speak English.
You can roll if you want.
Francais? Yeah.
You can randomly roll that, too.
And Castellano.
Oh, ooh, nice. Who's next?
I'll give it a whirl.
Go for it. Mr. Kitty Pants.
All right.
We have a studio cat right now who's recently gained entry.
88, that makes me Spanish.
You are Spanish, sir.
Excellent.
That checks out.
Yep.
Yeah. What can I say?
And as this game is set in the colonies, you are more likely, but not necessarily hard-coded as Iberian rather than New World.
Hmm. I'll figure that out later.
That Iberian Peninsula.
You speak Spanish, English, and one other additional language. Would you like to roll for that additional language?
I would like to roll for that. Let's just make it weird.
I want you to hit 50 to 52.
That would make no sense, and I love it.
Oh, yes, it would, sir.
What is it?
It'd be Hebrew.
Sweet.
That's a 28, which actually was the one I wanted to go for anyways, which is Creole.
Excellent.
Okay, cool. That's what I wanted anyways. Right. Excellent.
36.
You are a colonial. You speak English and two additional languages.
I will roll for the languages.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Which is...
percentile same. Again.
62.
62. You speak lingua franca. It's a polyglot language of sorts.
Okay. And one more?
Yep.
12?
12. I'm going to give you the spelling.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm not going to try that one.
A-T-I- K-M-E-K-W. Now, I've actually looked up the pronunciation on that one because it was an indigenous language I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
And I got a couple different pronunciation guides.
Okay.
And I for this particular one, there's some very strong opinions. I am not going to attempt to pronounce it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
It is tribe or area or...
If I remember correctly, and I'm going off the top of my head here, it is the southern New York, northern Delaware region.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Not in Wampanoag territory. Okay. It is not... It might have been a dependent of the Iroquois Confederacy, but I'm a little loose on that one. It was one where I flipped through the book and I went like, oh... I don't recognize that one. I need to.
Is Creek on that list?
Creek is not.
Creek okay. is not. Creek is a Great Lakes tribe. Interesting fact, they're looking about expanding and including the Great Lakes tribes and doing additional spinoff for the War of 1812.
Gotcha. They're also highly present where I grew up.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Hey, no, cat, bad cat, bad cat. No. Don't do that.
So, Poppy.
An uncut from the studio.
You're a colonial.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Colonial.
I'm a colonial, regardless of whether I was a German stepping off the docks in Philadelphia or born to British parents. Call me a New Englander, a Virginian, or a resident of Baltimore. But whatever you do, remember we do not bend the knee. We are something different and new. We are loyal to the ideals of freedom. We have no time for Parliament's ignorant demands for the price of the French and Indian War. We have already paid that price in blood.
Huh. I'm a sassy young whippersnapper.
I just want to say, too, how much I love the artwork in here, because one of the pictures, the first picture of the colonial in here is kind of an elderly woman in a rudimentary wooden wheelchair with a musket.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing.
Xander. Spanish, correct?
Yeah, actually, my own book, I could read mine.
Excellent. Rocket.
I am a Spaniard. No, sorry. Weather. I was born in New Spain, who arrived here from the motherland. The new world is ours, and it is one which my people came to first and mined her riches. Did England or France pay the price we gave in blood? Did they map uncharted lands filled with danger? Did they suffer the illness that killed many of our own? No. We Spanish are tied to this land by birthright. And it is this land I will fight for.
And if that isn't the most Spanish colonial thing I have ever read.
I done found it first.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Jeez.
Yep, yep, yep. And NPC, you were multicultural, correct?
Yeah.
Multicultural. We may have been taken in by French settlers or raised amongst indigenous communities. We were also sometimes from colonial birthright, born as a black person in the British Empire. Maybe we were our Spanish by blood, but French in name. Or even born in the Caribbean from a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot. I was made from many experiences. The situations of others do not devalue my own experience. I recognize the different parts of myself, and in doing so, I'm able to celebrate the me they blended to become. Cool, cool.
I like it.
All right. We're on to step five. Okay. Archetype and professions.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
This is where it gets real fun.
Oh, yeah. Again, so every profession in this book is one page long. It starts on page 53 and ends on page 136.
Yep.
There's that many professions in this game.
I got a 29.
You got a 29. You are of... Where's the... So I am...
Intellectual.
Yep, he's an intellectual. I'm trying to find...
I ain't very good at it. Maybe I am a spy.
Okay, Xander.
Okay, I'm rolling now.
We're going to go archetypes and then circle around back for professions.
That is 10, so I am...
A commoner.
A commoner. Nothing common about the Spanish, jeez.
Poppy, roll them percentage dice.
So a 10 and a percentile?
Yes, you are rolling percentile for your archetype.
Archetype. Oh, here we go. Okay. 69, dude.
69. You're a mage.
Oh, sweet.
Which is kind of nice, because if you don't want to play this game with the magic element, you literally, all you have to do for character creation is rip that entire category out and you're set.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Archetype commoner. Run-of-the-mill people taking regular jobs. Xander.
Yes.
For your commoner trait, please roll percentile dice.
That's rock and roll.
Is that the same as professional traits?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
36, so that's low profile.
Mm-hmm.
All threats classified as humanoid, including player cultures, suffering negative 20% base chance to hit you until you initiate violence towards them or their allies. Awesome.
Awesome. NPC, you were a intellectual, correct?
Yeah, what is that? Is that my what is that?
Oh, it is your archetype. Okay. And so it should go in. Yep, there we go. And
where does that go in the character sheet?
Oh, archetype.
I see it's
below languages.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's not my profession?
That is not your profession. It is... The underneath your archetype will determine your profession.
Gotcha.
But based on your archetype, you get some stuff off the bat. So you're an intellectual. Learned, lettered, and understand the value of the written word.
Nice. Okay.
They are of higher means, malleable, and socially mobile.
Okay.
Roll percentile dice.
48.
Under archetype and professional traits, you can list fit as a fiddle.
Okay.
Which seems to fit. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as they say. Effect, you're immune to smallpox.
Fuck yeah.
So basically
he's God mode. Jesus yeah. Christ, really?
Whenever you are exposed to an ailment, sacrifice one determination to become immune to it. So basically you are like... walking through the diseases of the world and at best catching the common cold and then never dealing with it again.
Making a killing fuck? In the blanket trade.
Jesus Christ. Oh boy.
Hey man, this is Garrett Jam. We ain't recording, right?
None of this can come back to haunt us ever.
All right.
So is that it?
Next is Poppy for archetype.
Archetype.
And
professional trait?
Yes. Archetype trait. There's also professional traits.
Archetype.
Yep.
Trait.
Okay. Yep. And I am looking for
42.
And you were a what
mage? Archetype?
Mage.
A young colonial mage.
Young colonial mage. Okay. Give me just a second.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Xander, do you have it handy? Because I am. Missing. Oh, my pages are sticking.
No illusions. Conjurers of cheap tricks cannot persuade me. The effect, you are immune to mind control and can see through illusions.
Excellent.
Which is pretty cool.
And you find stage musicians at best entertaining from a skill perspective and are think they're lame otherwise.
What if she's actually just a small child that's just like insanely bright and tuned into things?
Totally possible.
Know? Yeah.
There's no
that's
hard
bullshit.
they give ages.
Honey, shh.
They give ages in range rather in general ranges rather than specific numbers for a reason, and it's to allow that flexibility in character design.
So yeah, so with young, we're still saying under 18.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're like 16, 17 at the top, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to think of like what was marrying age back then, but it was a really broad range.
Whenever.
And it depended where in the colonies you were.
Okay.
Yep. Mm.
Marrying age.
Okay. It's time to talk about your professions, your job, yeah. How you make your coin.
Ooh, 99.
And you.
That better be good.
Let's see. You're an intellectual.
Yeah.
You are a translator.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
That means I'm a good spy.
Yeah, definitely. And?
I got translator right here.
Under your under your archetype and professional traits, write iconic item book. It's a book of foreign languages. Basically, it's a book version of the Rosetta Stone, basically.
I was thinking it might be Ron Glass.
This is pretty cool, though.
May he rest in peace.
Polyglot. Let's use the universal greeting. Ba weep, ganak weep.
Ba weep, grana weep, mini ba.
Yeah. You can read and write every language despite your, whatever the FB is. Oh, fellowship bonus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Read and write every language.
Yep. Xander, you're a commoner. Roll some percentile dice to get a profession.
Okay. Oh, there's some good ones in here.
Yes, there are.
Let's see what I get.
I know which one I want you to have.
All right. I hit a 40. I'm a midwife.
Yes!
Excellent.
But I think you should be like a dude midwife, like an old plumber. Like, all right, now. Let's just move down a little bit to the right there, you know.
Well, highly, highly uncommon did exist.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Let's see what I get as a midwife.
Your iconic wear is 9 units of tincture.
Wait a minute. You're Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Spanish midwife. You're welcome.
Are you Spanish multicultural or just Spanish?
Just Spanish.
You're multicultural.
Yeah, okay. I can choose to be from old Spain or new Spain.
Okay.
Ease the pain. There. Hush now. Let the pain flow outside your body. You know the alchemical art of creating medicine as you learn it as a free, unique ability. Whenever you successfully bind wounds to heal damage, your patient moves one additional step up the damage condition track positively and an equal number of steps up the perk condition track.
And pop.
Oh, there's also the quirk.
Yep.
The old ways.
Yep.
Whenever attempting to perform surgery or trepanation, you must flip the results to fail heal tests.
And Poppy.
Yes.
You were a mage, correct?
Yes.
All right. Roll them percentile dice.
71.
Please tell me that's creepy Japanese child.
Mentalist, stage magician kid.
Okay.
Poppy's character is going to be so badass.
Seriously, probably the most interesting of the group so far.
Ran away from a carnival.
Mentalist, stage magician
kit.
Stage magician
kit.
Kit.
Okay. As in like a kit or like as in clothing?
As in like a box with your disappearing coins and your hat that has the secret pocket for the dove.
Who is this kid?
Hey, you could have been raised as a performer.
Is that a, that goes under my trait?
Yes, archetype and professional traits.
Okay.
Ooh, could have been raised with a traveling show.
Exactly.
Like,
Q-share.
Yeah. Something wicked this way comes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. So we've got all of your professions. We're almost done.
Oh, nice.
There are a whole bunch of skills you can determine based on your profession. If we want, we can go into that afterwards, but let's get the core parts of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every character has a distinguishing mark. This is called Your Mark. You can find it on your character sheet on the far right of the last line above conflict. Yes. NPC, would you care to roll for your mark?
Nice.
First?
Rolling. Rocket and rolling.
My brain went there too, you motherfucker.
Down to the beach. I'm 43.
You're 43.
Technically, I'm 42. I'll be 43 this year, though.
You have a balding pate.
I mean.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Poppy, roll them percentage dice.
Wait, a zero is a zero.
Zero is a zero, so 90.
You have small hands.
Because you're a child.
Because I'm a kid.
Or does she have small hands for a child?
I mean, it might be a really good...
Like, exceptionally small hands.
At, like, pickpocketing, but, like, I'm real shit at sleight of hand. My hands are so goddamn small.
I have a balding pate and I speak French, so that means somebody has je ne plus ma tête. Ma, no. Moi. Je ne plus ma tête.
My French sucks, so... You know, I'm going to trust you. And Xander. Hey,
Kitty, stop it.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to roll.
He's like, what?
87, so I have sleepy eyes.
So these marks are things that are recognizable about you. If someone you met in a pub was asked to describe you, this would be the first thing they'd think of. Oh, yes, that weird guy who was talking about translating and stuff, he had such a bald pate, it gleamed in the candlelight.
I'm picturing Xander as like the Spanish abuelita from every cartoon. Oh, yeah.
No. Pobrecita.
I'm always asked to like fix things because I have the smallest hands. I can like get my hands inside the thing to fix it. And they're like, she has small hands. Let make her do it. And I'm like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can also roll for style, eyes, and hair.
I want to roll and for build all
and stature.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get there. Next is personality traits and conflict.
39.
Your personality trait is family. I have sworn an oath to take care of my family, and this kinship bond steadies my home as much as brick or stone.
Okay.
Where are we writing this? Anywhere in particular? Sorry.
That's a good question. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
That's an interesting one, too.
With all of these pages. I mean, it could just be like, I mean, it doesn't go under quirks. I'm assuming that's something different.
Oh, I'm sorry. This goes under my belief is.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
And you called it the.
This is a belief and his is family.
Family. Okay.
Can you roll yours?
Yeah. Oh, my belief is.
94.
Making me flip the page. Truth. Ooh, very perfect for someone of your ilk. The pursuit of truth is a challenging blend of honesty, logic, and spirit.
Ooh, I really like her so far.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be fun to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what I got. I got 7, so I got autonomy, which is perfect.
Yes.
Free will is our original and most precious gift, and I intend to cherish it for the rest of my days.
Excellent.
Poppy, maybe you're like a really young American version of Uri Geller.
Who's that?
he was an anti-fraudster, this guy who toured around to... Am I thinking of the right guy?
No, you're thinking of the guy who was the spoon-bending weirdo. And
no, I'm thinking of the guy who went around exposing people.
That is... Oh, God. Randi.
James, okay. Then Uri Geller was the one he exposed. Okay, yes. James Randi? Okay.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah. He just goes around but like finding all these charlatans, these people who claim to be like wizards or magicians and like exposing them.
Yep. He had a million-dollar challenge for most of his lifetime.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
That guy. Yep. Yeah. This is funny because I'm a mage. So I'm calling out the false mages.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's why I'm like, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Xander, starting with you, your flaw goes on the opposite side of your page from where you just wrote my belief is.
All right, let's rock and roll. That's a 33, so I have envy.
Mm-hmm.
Others have possessions, titles, and notoriety that are rightfully mine, and the thought of it just makes me sick.
Ooh, a Spaniard with that. Oh my God.
I pity anybody who gets in front of me.
NPC.
I got an 18.
18. Ooh, interesting. Cowardice. I might talk a big game, but when it's time to take action, I'm incapable of doing so for fear of failure.
Okay.
Poppy, roll 'em.
Cut. This is for...
Flaw.
Flaw.
I'm basically C-3PO. Mm-hmm.
64.
64.
Oh, no.
Misanthropy.
Yes!
I want to cause pain to those who stand between me and my goals. I enjoy the feeling of inflicting power on others.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Dude, she's like a fucking devil child.
Well, she's going to get burned at a stake or three.
Real fast.
Real fast.
Now, one of the core parts of this game that it doesn't come into play during character creation, but is the conflict between your flaws and beliefs. And a big part of the game is how they move back and forth.
Cool.
That's excellent.
Physical appearance. That is actually covered by your identifying mark. The rest of it is freeform. You can roll it if you want to.
Yeah, and I want to.
All right.
What I do, too.
All right. He wants to roll first.
I got a 49.
49, and your stature is average.
Okay.
Xander.
I want to be small. 33 makes me slight. Excellent. Yep. Just right on the cusp. 78. Perfect.
Poppy, you are tall for your age. Stature. Xander, build.
Okay, let's go. 54, so that makes me normal.
Normal.
97.
You're stocky.
Mm-hmm. 8.
8. You are lean. You are tall and lean.
Seriously, she's a witch.
With really small hands. With
really small, very tall, very
she's
small
a witch.
Hands.
Xander, my commoner friend, what's your style in the age of 1776?
God, I hope it's shabby. I'm modest.
You're modest.
I rolled a 60.
I got a 13.
You are shabby.
Remember in Brotherhood of the Wolf, where there was those weird fucking guys who had like the mohawks, like mm-hmm. the white dudes with the mohawks, mm-hmm. those fucking crazy Frenchmen. Mm-hmm. I really hope I look like that.
You really do want to be burned at the stake.
I am a mage.
61. You are also prone to modestly dressing. Eyes.
73.
I just want to say the eye descriptions are great.
73. Shrewd hazel.
Ooh.
Poppy.
55.
55. Keen gray.
Witch.
Hey, I'm so a witch, yeah.
Okay, let's see what I got. 88 puts it at startling gray.
Yes. Now it's time for your hair.
I really want red hair.
09.
09.
Like so bad.
Your length is cropped.
Okay.
Okay. Xander.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense. You have a bald pate, so you have cropped hair.
53, so straight hair.
Straight hair.
59.
59? You have near-shaved hair.
Of course she does.
Huh.
Witch. Witch.
Maybe you have alopecia. I don't know. Style. NPC.
45.
Your hairstyle is natural. Xander. I think you jumped from length.
Oh, I did the wrong thing.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Okay. While he's correcting that, Poppy, roll for style.
So wait a minute. So my hair is near shaved.
Yes.
And I still got to roll for style.
Yep.
Okay. That's cool. 69, dude.
69. It might be near shaved, but it's textured. Xander, give me the roll.
I am brown haired and it is natural style.
Natural style. Okay. NPC, rolling again for your hair color.
37.
37. You might have a blonde pate. You might have cropped hair, but you have a hair color of blonde.
Okay.
76.
Burn the witch. You're a child with gray hair.
Gray hair?
Wow. Oh, boy.
Yep.
So my question is, I'm someone who comes from a Warhammer fantasy background. Mm-hmm. Do we get any level one advances?
Absolutely. What is your profession, sir?
I am a translator. I'm with the Rebel Scum. I'm stocky and average, multicultural. I'm going with, my name is Sethra Pio.
Oh. Please explain the joke for our listeners.
He's basically C-3PO.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sethra Pio.
So coming from your Warhammer background, give me just a moment. I have to get over to your professions pamphlet. You get to choose you get to pick one. You can choose a skill rank, a bonus advance, or a talent.
What does a bonus advance give you?
It just increases one of your attributes by basically plus 10.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 10?
Plus 10, maybe plus 5. I occasionally confuse. Yeah, plus 5. Sorry about that.
Okay, so one skill, one advance, or one talent?
Correct.
All right, got it.
And your skills that you can choose from are awareness, bargain, charm, education, folklore, resolve, rumor, scrutinize, simple ranged, that's simple ranged weapons, or toughness.
Got it.
Also, your talents could have been dressed to the nines, jaded, talk less, smile more. I love the conflict.
Whoa, tell me about that last one there.
Talk less, smile more. Excellent. When you attempt to peacefully negotiate, you gain plus 10 base chance on two skill tests. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I want to roll my languages then. I had picked two, mm-hmm. but I'm going to roll them instead.
Okay. Give me 30 seconds and we can get you hooked up. What's your first one?
I get a 61 and a 70.
Okay. 61. Lenape.
Spell it.
Lenape.
Okay.
It's an indigenous language.
Gotcha. And 70?
70. Massachusetts.
Spell it from Boston?
No, not Massachusetts. Massachusetts. There's a difference.
Got it. Okay.
One originally owned the area.
Heard.
All right. All right. And Xander, you're a commoner, right?
Yes.
And what was your profession?
Midwife.
Midwife.
Are we doing talents?
Skill rank. You can choose skill rank, bonus, advanced, talent. Let's go talents just because they're a little bit more interesting.
Okay. Do I have to pick one of these three or do I get all?
You get to pick one of those three.
All right, I'm going to check out and see what they are.
Field dressing, mana of God, or pharmacopoeia?
I mean, that third one sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Pharmacopoeia does sound pretty great.
It's like you're making drugs, my friend.
You are making drugs.
Oh my God. If you make drugs... And I'm a translator.
Oh, boy.
We got a weird fucking witch over here. We could be involved in some kind of, illegal substance smuggling operation between the tribes and the locals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we are at a time where in England there was a huge demand for the weird and esoteric things from the New World still.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you going to go with pharmacopoeia?
Let's see. Recorded this talent name is... Never use a skill that could be paired with pharmacopoeia, ignoring any penalties your character is currently suffering from due to your peril condition track. You also gain a plus 10% base chance to use skill when paired.
Mm-hmm.
To create potions, medicines, and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
Outstanding. Where is this going? Oh, talents?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Poppy, the skills that would be available to you are awareness, charm, folklore, guile, incantation, resolve, rumor, scrutinize, simple melee, or skullduggery. However, we're going to all choose talents because the talents are more fun. Your choices are at a distance, hold out, and metal. I assume you'll want to know more. Would you like to know more?
What's hold out?
Hold out. Oh, interesting. Hold out. What key are you talking about, sir? The one that the thief down the road stole? You always succeed at skill tests to conceal objects no larger than a knife in your clothing.
Yes, that one.
Yes.
She's the smuggler.
hold out.
Hold out, yes. As in hold out pistol, hold out knife, you know.
And I can always conceal something smaller than
a knife or smaller.
Okay.
Jesus. And we're not talking like Bowie knife where you're wearing like a goddamn short sword.
I mean, I've got really small hands, so it can't be a really big knife. So
this is true. What is that, a pocket knife? No, it's too big.
And that, ladies, lords, and gentlefolk, is character creation.
Yay!
Let's review our characters. NPC, would you like to take us from the top?
Yeah, I've got, I'm here with the rebels, Johnny Reb. I've got my fellow is an aging translator who's balding and cowardly, who is basically C-3PO. That's just right in my brain. He's 100% filling that archetype. Although I'd have to pick an actor other than Anthony Daniels, I think, because this guy doesn't really seem to be very posh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's kind of average or below average in almost everything, except he's really good at both combat and charming people.
And I like the fact that the system defines cowardly as fear of failure rather than some weird sort of moral failing.
Yeah.
Yeah. NPC. All right. We just did NPC. Doctor, walk us through your character, starting with the name.
My character's name is Rosetta Antonia Manuela de la Luna.
Nice.
Oh my God.
obviously, I'm a rebel. I am an aging midwife with very sleepy eyes, slight build, kind of normal stature, born in the New World. So a little bit darker than your average Spaniard in that regard. Been doing midwifery for a long time. I'm basically just a sweet abuelita. That's all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Keep a low profile, though. Apparently, I make drugs. I'm going to ease people's pain. But I'm also stuck in the old ways. So the really good old drugs.
The really good old.
Really good old drugs. Let's see.
What are you good at, attribute-wise?
Oh, my best attribute is brawn. If that baby ain't coming out, I'm making it come out.
Wow. This is the midwife. Yeah. This is the midwife when you need to call through an August rainstorm where it's hot, muggy, and an utter downpour, turning the roads to mud, and they need to walk 12 miles to your home.
Yeah, or in the middle of winter where it's the same conditions, but, you know, 20 below. We're like, all right, let's go and get Rosetta Antonia Manuela de la Luna.
Let's go and punch that baby out.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, brawn is great. It gives me intimidate and toughness. Like, I will make you come out, child.
Wow. My character's name is Margot.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-R-G-E-A-U-X. But most people just call her Gris or Gris.
Mm.
French for gray.
Yep.
Gris.
Yep.
You're a freaky looking child.
She is, yes. She is a young colonial, formerly a men major living as a mentalist / stage musician. She is, I'm going to say she's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She is tall, lean. She dresses rather modestly. She has keen gray eyes and very, very short, almost shaved, textured gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's known for having really small hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just the smallest hands.
Just the smallest hands. I'm just going to read off my attributes here because I'm not entirely sure what this all means in context, but I think they're fairly average. Combat, 44.
Jesus Christ. You're pretty good at throwing down.
Brawn of 31. Agility of 47.
Oh, very good for a stage mage.
Perception of 38. Ooh. Intelligence, 45. Willpower, 46. Fellowship, 43.
Nice.
So she's...
That's pretty good.
She's not bad.
Pretty good.
Pretty good for a starting character.
I think she's the brains of the operation.
Yeah, I think so too. It kind of reminds me of that character from the anime Cowboy Bebop, that little kid. It was the devil something where like the kid actually is the one who's in control and the guy in the wheelchair is like actually the one who's being imprisoned.
Oh. Remind me again, what was
I? Sympathy for the Devil. That's what that's what the episode was.
Identity? Was that I'm a mage?
That is your archetype. Identity is something that's a little bit player defined. And so we didn't
go over
there's
that.
That's okay, one of checking. The few things that isn't rollable.
Okay, cool. Never mind. Sorry.
So yeah, I mean, you all are set up to be something very similar to either a band of smugglers and drug dealers, or something along the lines of the Culpepper Gang or the Circle of Eight.
But I'm the brains of the operation. I believe in truth, Groovy, but I'm also a misanthrope.
I've known many people like that.
Well, I mean, sure. I'm also fucking weird.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are these people following me?
Well, we also have to take care of you because you're such a fucking strange person that's going to get burned at the stake at any moment. You need the elderly midwife and translator to go and be like, no, she's with us. It's okay.
This is an aged Spanish midwife. You may not have a choice. Mm. They have just decided that you're their special project.
I am taking you care of you now.
Yes.
I am your abuelita now.
Look at me. Look at me.
You have not eaten enough today.
I'm going to shove food. So skinny. So skinny.
So skinny. Why are your hands so small? Drink more. What?
Yeah. Well, not water, cider. Jeez.
And then we have this, you know, oddball translator who just gets along with everybody and, you know, definitely interesting people. Definitely a good excuse to, you know, be translating stuff to written word.
Well, and I think, too, when you have a midwife and a translator, too, you can probably get across enemy lines pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially when none of them are discernibly, it was just special project lady over here. I don't know what else to call her.
Margot.
Special project lady.
I could almost see, like, you know, you're all over talking about how Poppy's character is the brains of the operation. I could definitely see NPC's character as, like, the front of the operation. Like, hello. I am a professional translator. This is my ward.
I'm no one's ward. That's bullshit.
Just me hand over your mouth. Just she's fine. She's fine.
I'm stabbing you in the leg.
And because of that, you never have to explain why you have a midwife with you. Yeah, this is a group that is very much geared towards a more political style game. And would function perfectly well with or without the supernatural elements of the setting. Yeah. So, yeah. What do people think?
This sounds like a hoot and a holler.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I also just wanted to list off some of the other amazing professional classes that you could have had too, just to be real with the random, like there's road agent. So basically just a thief. There's the sin eater.
Oh,
if you want to get like dark and spiritual.
Oh. Yeah.
A libertine.
a magistrate.
A lamplighter.
Lamplighter is a really good, fun one. The gambler, the fur trapper. The dispatch writer.
So here's the question though I've got for you, Xander, is given our current party of the midwife, the crazy mage, and the translator, the and multicultural translator.
Sorry, that was the movie title. Come on there.
I feel like we would need at least one more person to round out this party.
I think so.
Who do you think would be an ideal fourth member, just character, like class-wise, archetype-wise? Who needs to, what do we need to round this out?
We need some muscle.
Yeah, we need it. Whoever it is, they need to be played by Christian Kane when this becomes a television show.
Ooh.
Damn it, Hardison.
Yeah. I mean, the gorilla's a pretty good character class, I think, you know? Be all nice and sneaky.
Hired Hand.
Hired Hand could be good. Yeah. There's also a mariner, if you wanted to go by sea. Mm-hmm. Or river, I suppose. What else is a good one for? There's also a militia member, but that might be a little too obvious. Mm-hmm. A mutineer might be pretty cool. A couple of the kind of standard military things. You could do an entire class of nothing but sailors. There's like privateers, whalers.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anybody else who can do like magic or like D&D shit? Or am I? Nope. I'm a mage.
I mean,
there's a resurrectionist.
Oh, dear.
The fuck.
So here's the thing. Much like Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay and Zweihander, your first profession is not where your character ends.
Okay.
You can transition from one profession to another profession. Hmm. And in both of the character, in the cases of both of the other two, they have options into swinging into more mystical professions later in the line. I mean, think about it. The power of language and, you know, getting into the linguistic elements of the Seal of Solomon and that sort of thing. Midwifery, I don't need to explain more. If you weren't around, this is the one they'd be looking to burn as a witch. Come on.
Yeah. They'd want your help first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure the child's fine. Then,
They're like, well, the only way this child could have gotten better was because that they're a witch.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Actually, I think maybe we should have the turncoat with us.
Ooh.
The turncoat's kind of fun, too. And their special thing is called fluid allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to make skill tests to masquerade as someone of a different allegiance, fitting in without fail.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, we need a turncoat.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend approaching it from the raw archetype thing. We have an intellectual, we have a mage, and we have a commoner. The other archetypes are frontier, lawbreaker, urbane, and warrior. And there are combat types in all of those. And in fact, in warrior, it's kind of interesting because there's like folks who aren't exactly punching, shooting types, but more like strategists.
Mm.
And like Alexander Hamilton during the Revolutionary War, not exactly known for, you know, being at the front of a charge, but definitely there planning and executing.
I would also say, too, the quirk for the turncoat, it would be really fun to roleplay with. It's called Marked for Death.
Mm-hmm.
My shifting attitudes and allegiances have made me a lot of enemies, some of whom hunt me to this day. And what you have to do is you begin gameplay with a nemesis,
mm-hmm.
a named enemy you will create with the historian, the game master. Whenever you are face to face with this enemy, you cannot take advantage of the coin pool. Once this enemy is defeated, the historian will secretly create another nemesis and will tell you who they are only at the most inopportune moment.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And all of the professions have something like that built in. In the interest of time, I didn't go over them.
Oh my goodness.
And also, one of them is a little bit on the boring side. Sorry, NPC. but yeah. So yeah, it sounds like y'all had fun.
I'm in.
Yeah, excellent. I'm totally in.
Yep.
I definitely see us as some kind of traveling band of mm-hmm. people. Like, we're not, you know, settled. We are nomadic, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. For whatever reason, we're all kind of don't want to stay in the same place for too long. So I guess my question then would become to round out the party. Do we need somebody who's good at, like, hunting, fishing, trapping, healing?
I'm good at healing.
You're good at healing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, practicalities here, mm-hmm. like. I'm thinking Darkest Dungeon in my head, and I'm like, what do I gotta have to go beat the fucking Hagwitch or some shit?
This is also a tracker. Yeah. This is an interesting time in America. While mm-hmm. there is wide, vast spaces of quote unquote wilderness, which only the indigenous peoples know the path through, there's also like early what amounts to stagecoach routes
mm-hmm.
and well traveled and buy a ticket on the ferry down the river. Structures already in place, and you have things like catching a ship in Nantucket to go to New York, and things like that. So, you know, depending on your play style and how the characters go, you can choose that more urbane, quote-unquote civilized method of getting around. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to cut it. And, you know.
So this is like, so white people have been here for what, three?
Coming on a little over 200
years. 200 years?
Yeah, because okay. you had the okay. Spanish coming in the late 14, early 1500s.
I mean, not including the Vikings, but.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really stay.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. What I greatly appreciate is that this is post the New Acadian forced resettlement for out of Canada into the New Orleans Mobile area, which is where the whole French influence really took off down there. So like your character is like possibly got some deep burning hatred of the British because your grandparents got forced to pick up sticks and literally travel from Ontario, Canada, all the way to Louisiana.
Yikes. And I want to say something really quick too about the game. We didn't pick up on this a lot because obviously we have only so much time, but this game does a really good thing about being actually very culturally sensitive about different cultures that they have in here. Like if you are like, you cannot be pro-slavery in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do it. It's called Flames of Fucking Freedom, for God's sake.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that cannot be a character drive you can do. And it very much encourages you to not try to be a stereotypical person of another culture that you do not understand.
Right.
Yeah.
It tries very hard to emphasize those types of things. And I usually poo-paw that kind of stuff. But I actually, this was actually done in a very tasteful and intelligent, I think, well manicured way. So I'm going to say kudos to that. The diversity of the artwork in here of different cultures and genders and whatnot is very apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's very cool in that regard.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, this is a Kickstarter I backed, and I backed it because I approached it with my general approach to Kickstarters. This is something I hope to see in the world, but I was very hesitant because on Revolutionary War games, they can go a lot of different ways. They can be very problematic. But when I looked at the work they were doing to reach out to representatives of various communities that were represented in the project and learn about the actual history,
cool.
It was very impressive. I've seen it done better, but for something that's as broad scope covering as many different groups, they did an acceptable job.
Yeah, I'm really excited about if we end up playing this and I got to come up with my character's backstory. Like, this research is going to be fun. Like, I'm learning about whole languages and whole tribes of people that I had known nothing about. And that's really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I can learn something new about the history in this country or this continent, I'm in.
Yep. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this character jam. It's the first one that I have actually helmed.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, so if anybody has any feedback to how I handled things, please reach out to me on our Discord channels, our Facebook page. I very much appreciate feedback. My style is a little bit different from NPCs. I'm willing to learn and adapt so it works for you, our listeners. And on that note, I'm Just Jacob.
I'm NBC.
I am Rosetta Antonia Manuela de la Luna, as played by Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
Keep it shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender.
Ooh, I don't know how crits are rolled in this game, but we'll see if we can get them done.
Mm-hmm.
Please always drink responsibly.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. But Bikers, Dice, and Bars.